Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now, how to behave for the next 5 weeks. Etiquette maven Caroline Tiger is the author of books including How to Behave, A Guide to Modern Manners for the Socially Challenged, How to Behave in Dating and Sex, and The Long Distance Relationship Guide, Advice for the Geographically Challenged, very relevant around this time of year. Hi, Caroline. Welcome back to WNYC, and happy holidays. Can you hear me? All right. I think Caroline can hear me.
There is.
Oh, now. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Now I can hear you too. Hi.
Hi.
So I don't know if you heard, I greeted you by saying happy holidays because I don't know what you observe.
Right.
Is that okay?
That is. That was excellent. That was very well done.
Because there is an ideological debate, you know, over how specific people should be about that.
Right. Yes. And I think the best way to handle that is to be safe and be general and vague.
Because conservative religionists want Christmas mentioned per se as often as possible to make sure that we know that the holiday is about God and not some generic notion of being nice to each other. So what do modern manners have to say about this equation?
Well, I think that you have to be more concerned with offending people than you are with an agenda and with making your particular point. So I think what's more important is, you know, keeping everybody's culture in mind.
Does this extend to holiday greeting cards?
Well, I think with holiday greeting cards, you can have, you know, you can have a couple of different ones that you send out. Maybe you send out one that's God-oriented or Christmas-oriented to your friends and family who you know are celebrating that particular holiday.
Aha, so base the card on the recipient's observance rather than yours.
Right, exactly.
And listeners, now's your chance. Caroline Tiger is here with any etiquette or even relationship advice specific to the holiday season. You know, if your father hates your boyfriend, do you bring him around on Christmas or whatever? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Get in right now because we have about 10 minutes for this. Another greeting card question. This is the one I've been promoting through the morning. Is it ever okay, in your opinion, to send e-cards, the email cards, for the holidays?
I think that there are a lot of better options than the e-card. I think the best thing that you can do is send a card with a handwritten greeting.
You can write in a personal greeting on those e-card blank spaces, you know.
Right. And the thing with e-cards is they're coming to your mail inbox, which is what most people associate with work and drudgery, and you're really making the person who's receiving the card do more work than you had to do in sending the card.
By clicking through?
By clicking through and figuring out that it's not spam and, you know.
Some of them are really fun, though, with music and animation that a cardboard card could never provide.
That's true, but the e-cards don't provide that, you know, that feeling, that tactile pleasure of
the warmth.
Yeah, of getting the card, you know, finding it amongst all of the bills and catalogs in your mailbox and opening it and displaying it and seeing somebody's family picture. There's so many. An e-card basically is saying that you've cared enough to do the very least.
Cared enough to do the very least.
In my opinion.
There's an expression for the holidays. Colin in Mamaroneck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Colin.
Good afternoon, hi, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
The question,
but it's not afternoon. We like to be specific. It's not afternoon. You could say good day in the generic sense. But anyway, what you got, Colin?
My question is about bringing gifts to people's homes when joining them for dinner, and I'm always at a loss Is it an expensive bottle of wine? Is it two bottles of wine? Is it a cake? Is it candies? Do I equate it to sort of a type of evening? And I could just use some help.
Caroline.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good rule of thumb, is to equate it to the type of evening. I think another good way to think about it is to ask the person if there's anything they need you to bring, because that way you know you're actually contributing in a functional way, rather than just giving them something that's going to be in their basement for the next 11 months. So, yeah, I think about the formality of the evening, what kind of meal they're serving, and also ask them.
You can ask.
Yes.
What do you need?
Right.
Melinde in Fairlawn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Melinde.
Hi. First of all, you're on a really great show. I am a regular listener. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm a Hindu. I'm from India originally. And I think in this country, people make too big a deal out of saying Merry Christmas or Happy Diwali or whatever it may be. I don't think people really should be that sensitive.
So you don't care if somebody says Merry Christmas to you?
No, of course not.
All right. Thank you very much. Not everybody's that laid back, right, Caroline?
Right. That's right. But I think that's a really good point, and that's something to remember through the holidays, is not to be too uptight about every little word and everything that people do. Be gracious and don't seek confrontation.
Josh in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
How are you? Good morning, not afternoon.
That's correct. 11 more minutes, except for people listening on the podcast, in which time is completely irrelevant.
That doesn't matter. I was raised Jewish, not particularly religious, and now I'm completely agnostic. My wife's family, however, is very religiously Catholic, and we spend Christmas and Christmas Eve with them, and they each year want me to go to Christmas Mass, which I do, but don't particularly enjoy or feel comfortable doing, and I'm not sure how to handle that. They know about my religious ideals, and they know they don't agree with Christianity. I just don't know what to do.
Thing is, they want you to go to church with them that one
right.
night.
And they don't proselytize. It's more of the whole family. This is what the family does on Christmas Eve, and they consider me part of the family. They want me to join them, but it's something that I don't enjoy or particularly feel comfortable doing.
So, Caroline, is it like, just shut up and go, or is it like, hey, come on, don't impose your religious observances on anybody else?
Well, it seems like some kind of compromise can be reached if you have to go both the night before and the day of.
No, it's just the night before.
Just the night before.
Yeah. And I've been just doing it. I'm just not sure if I'm over-conceding to them.
Right. If it really makes you uncomfortable, then I would talk to your wife about it and ask her what's the best way to handle her family.
Okay.
Maybe you can make an argument for staying home the night before because you're going to prepare a brunch for them the next day or something like that.
And since you're not observant, there's no equivalent thing that you could ask them to do that would be meaningful
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
Right. Come with me on Rosh Hashanah to High Holy Day, so you don't care.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the best thing is to talk to her about it. Really, because that's most important is how she feels about it.
Just make them force them to eat latkes on Hanukkah. Thank you, Jeff.
That would be a treat.
They enjoy the latkes. Can't
right,
do that.
Thank you.
Cheshire in Queens likes e-cards. Hi, Cheshire.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I have to say, I'm 60 years old, and I can remember being told that a personal letter must be handwritten by a fountain pen in blue, black, or black ink. And, my generation just blew that off the second red and purple ballpoints showed up. And we also typed letters to each other. I mean, it's very generational. I have a lot of friends in their 20s and 30s. We all do online cards to each other.
And for whom email is not just associated with work.
Exactly. This is how you do it now. I mean, I also send traditional cards, tons
right.
of them.
Right.
But, it's a generational thing. They find it completely acceptable and fun. And, it's just, I can't see setting old standards for young people who are growing up in the new century.
And I should say, Caroline, that we've got a couple of phone calls and three emails saying pretty much the same thing. Hey, I like e-card. If it's a good e-card, I like it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the thing is, there should be, excuse me, no hard and fast rules with etiquette. it's constantly evolving. So maybe it's
evolving in this area. All right. So you know what? This would be a good one to continue after the show on the comments page. So listeners, how do you feel about e-cards? And we will send the results to Caroline Tiger. And who knows what's going to wind up in the next edition of How to Behave.
Yeah, I mean, I think with etiquette, you should play to your audience. You know, you shouldn't have to follow exactly like what the caller said, the traditional rules. You should let it evolve. And
so there it is, listeners. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can post anytime today on how you actually feel about e-cards. And somebody wrote in asking a follow-up question to a previous caller on what to bring to somebody, you know, how much wine and all that. So the question is, if they say, oh, don't bring anything, do you still bring something?
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, I still bring something. And I think a nice bottle of wine is a wonderful thing to bring. And it can be that simple.
Here's a funny gift question. I was looking at the reader reviews of How to Behave on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I came across one by a person who was at first shocked and aghast that a friend had given her your book as a gift. She thought it was an insult to be given a book of manners.
Oh, that's funny.
With the friend implying that she needed to be more correct.
Right.
Now, I realize your conflict of interest here, Caroline, but is it appropriate to give How to Behave as a holiday gift?
Well, the thing with How to Behave is that it's a funny book.
Yes,
so
it is.
I mean, I think if it was a self-help book that was very serious in tone, that would be one thing. But How to Behave is actually a very gifty kind of book because a lot of it is tongue-in-cheek and humorous. So
Jim on the Upper West Side, you're on WNYC with the snarky Caroline Tiger. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi. Caroline, I guess I'm uncomfortable with the evasiveness that you suggested earlier about either using Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah. I would never be offended if someone said Happy Hanukkah to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I never hear anyone complain about that. But what I do hear is about using the word or the term Merry Christmas. So I think it has something to do with an anti-Christian thing more than any other culture. I know that it's about multiculturalism.
Well, I would see it differently. I would say that people in a minority position in any sense, so in this case, religious minorities in a Christian nation,
well, it might
feel
be a Christian nation,
threatened.
But it certainly is not a Christian city. And frankly, I think it's kind of a beige world that Carolyn's suggesting we set up, but where everything is so neutral that there's very little color.
It is a Christian city. It is clearly a majority
well,
Christian
I live
city.
On the Upper West Side, I can guarantee you this is not a Christian city where I live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And frankly, I don't understand how people can take offense at the goodwill of saying, Merry Christmas. Do we have to assess everyone's religion before we wish them well?
Caroline?
Well, no, you don't have to assess everyone's religion, but, I mean, why would you, if you say happy holidays, that covers everyone, so that means that you don't.
You feel like that's trying to obliterate Christianity, Jim.
No, I just feel like it obliterates my ethnic identity. Being an Italian-American, you know, Christianity is part of my culture, whether I have any faith or not.
Right.
And I don't really feel like I'm saying anything. I mean, when I say happy holidays, it could be Thanksgiving, it could be New Year's Eve, it could be Christmas Day, it could be Memorial Day.
Right.
So it's kind of saying nothing. And I think life is being stripped of, you know, a certain sense of color or ethnic identity or history.
All right. Caroline, one more time on this real quick.
Well, I think that you should, if you feel so strongly about it, then you should go with your instincts and go with your feelings and say Merry Christmas. And if people are offended by it, then you can have a conversation with them about it.
Thanks, Jim. We've got about 45 seconds left, and I have to ask you one question related to your new book, The Long Distance Relationship Guide, Advice for the Geographically Challenged. Yeah. I noticed that the book includes a warning about serial long-distance lovers. There are people who do this by design?
Yes, there are people who actually seek out partners who do not live in their geographic area.
So they don't have to commit?
Yes, so they don't have to commit, and because they prefer only seeing their partner once a month or once a week or however.
Keeps it hot.
Times. What's that?
Keeps it hot.
It does, and they like their alone time. So.
Caroline Tiger, the author of various books on etiquette, including How to Behave in Dating and Sex, and her latest on the long-distance relationships. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.